from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top 6 at 6.
There you go.
Yes.
Oh,
elite.
Wow. Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Lot to get through. Top 6 at 6 this morning. Coming in at number 1, new polling out today shows fewer than half of eligible Australians say they will vote in favour of the Indigenous voice to Parliament. The news poll figures show only 46% are planning to vote yes. 43% say they'll vote no, and 11 say they don't know.
Those figures are sort of falling, aren't they?
Mm. Yeah.
They've been tracking lower.
And news poll, I mean, remember the pre-Andrews election poll numbers that we saw kicking around out of every pollster that's ever picked up a pen or opened their laptop?
Mm.
I think the Liberal Party had some internal polling that was very positive.
Yeah, I don't really believe any of the polls. Polling is whatever you want it to be.
You can skew it anyway.
Anyway. You know, you can lob all this stuff in the wrong suburb and it's over.
Is there a date for it yet? Have we fallen on a date?
I think
end of the year, I know that.
End of the year, sometime around the end of the year. I don't think there's a firm date on it.
Yeah.
Do we know the requirement of how many yeses it requires? How much of a yes vote it needs?
I suppose it just needs over 50%.
Over 50%, I would think, yeah.
Coming in at number 2, India's railway minister has suggested a signal fault led to a change in electronic interlocking as the likely cause of a 3-train rail disaster that's killed 275 people and injured more than 1,000.
Mm. What an absolute tragedy.
Did you see
is.
The photos and
I
the
did
carnage
see
of it?
That's just unbelievable.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Just one compartment after another.
I know.
It was
just,
absolute
awful.
Chaos. I'm amazed that there was only 275 people killed.
It's a huge amount of people.
They are still searching for survivors as well.
Yeah, well, it seems hard to believe that 275 is where that ends.
Mm.
What an absolute
tragic
disaster.
It was.
Because of a signal fault.
Mm.
I wonder if that's human error.
Well, I guess. Like, it'll all be, you know, revealed, but I would imagine there would be some human factors involved.
Mm.
An accident like that.
How would you feel if you were that bloke?
Oh, awful.
Coming in at number 3, mobile safe injecting buses have been floated for the Melbourne CBD as an alternative to a second permanent safe injecting room.
Okay.
So what, are they just putting a, you know, tweet out in the morning to let the guys know where they can catch up with the van?
Just moving it around rather than being one place.
Phil, can you pass me my phone so I can work out where I can bang up the Savo?
I imagine it'll be consistent locations.
Yeah.
Phil, where's the van today? I feel awful. I need to feel normal. Where's the van? Can you pass me my phone? It's under my... It's next to the shopping cart near the sleeping bag.
Well,
bloody hell, they haven't updated where the van's going to be the Savo.
Might be a better solution to what you know, what's happening in Richmond.
But I'll tell you where the van will never be. Out the front of Hermes.
Paris and Collins.
Yeah. Shove it down near Southern Cross, mate. Down on King Street, out the front of the strippers. Don't ever let it cross Swanston Street.
Right, okay. It's the rule.
Yeah. The van can never come up.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I'm so right.
Yeah.
Well, it's about going to where
down
the
where you know where Banana Alley is, down near the aquarium. Shove it in there.
Oh yeah.
And also update the guys on where it's gonna be. Coming in at number 4, a new study's revealed why young Australians don't want to return to the office post-pandemic, finding the younger generation prefers a work-life integration as opposed to a work-life separation to allow for flexibility and autonomy in how the day's structured to spend on self-care, social connections and hobbies. It's got to be a stitch-up. It's just to wind me up, isn't
it?
It's a Monday morning wind-up between this and the mobile van.
It's a good start to the week.
I've almost had enough.
I was surprised to see them both on there.
This has to be a wind-up.
Oh, 25 seconds.
British TV host Philip Schofield sat down with the BBC for a tell-all interview in which he said his career is over and he's lost everything since his departure from the ITV morning program last month after he admitted he'd lied about an affair with a younger colleague. Have a listen to that interview. That is one incredibly broken man.
Sure is.
6, a Louisiana dog, 5-inch tongue, is officially certified as the longest in the world.
Top 6 at 6.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.